Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Time to go thrifting. Wednesdays in the feed, we talked to our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
Yeah, and I'm a little bougie, but on a budget. So, Susie, what tips do you have for us today when it comes for thrifting for the home this fall?
Yeah, so let's dive in. Fall is really all about warm colors, textures, and that cozy feeling. And the good news is you can achieve all of that on a budget. So whether you're decorating for a seasonal change or you're preparing for the upcoming holiday, don't forget to check out your local thrift shop. And to clarify, we're saying thrift shop, thrift stores here, but whether it's an upcycled, secondhand, or consignment shop, these terms are often used interchangeably. They might slightly imply differences in the types of items that are in the store or the store's mission. So it's always best to check out each store's specific focus and the offerings that they have before you shop there. But let's start with the classic, pumpkin spice everything. You can find ceramic pumpkins, faux pumpkins, or even pumpkin-themed dishware at your local thrift store. These items can make for perfect fall centerpieces and table decor. Another fantastic idea is warm textiles. So think about finding cozy blankets, throw pillows, or even vintage quilts. These can be washed and instantly transform your space into a snug haven for chilly evenings. And speaking of chilly evenings, don't forget to search for fall wall art. So vintage paintings, rustic frames, and autumn-themed artwork can add a touch of the seasonal charm to any room in your house. But I do have a tip for you. Don't limit yourself to traditional fall colors. So maybe mix and match items that fit your personality for style. So for example, deep blues and rich purples can add a unique twist to your fall decor palette. And finally, don't forget about DIY projects. Thrifting isn't just about buying. It's about getting creative too. To grab some thrifted items and give them a fresh coat of paint or repurpose them into something new entirely. It's a sustainable and fun way to embrace fall thrifting and can honestly be a great way to do something festive with your kids too. And lastly, don't forget to donate items to your local thrift stores. Donating really helps those in need, reduces waste, and supports local economies, and just simplifies your life and your house.
I like that tip. As I'm bringing something new in the house into the house, I gotta get rid of something.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta kind of trade it out.
Yeah.
All these ideas that you just said, I'm already feeling. I could feel like fall. I love the fall. I could feel fall as you were describing them.
Yes. It's
perfect to make your house feel like that.
Definitely, especially we're almost to Halloween time, and then the upcoming season. So it's really a great time to go out there and just kind of see what is available to buy.
All right, it's Wednesday in the feed. We're back talking with our friend Susie, home expert, about fall thrifting tips and sort of budget-friendly decorating you can do for your home.
Yeah, so Susie, come on, give us more tips. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so thrift store finds like seasonal decorations, throw pillows and blankets and tableware can really refresh your space affordably with each season. And the great news here is that these items are typically available at a fraction of the cost of new items. So thrift stores are a great option for budget-conscious shoppers. But I totally get that for some, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And for others, that's not so much the case. So whether you're super maybe germ-conscious or you just prefer to be the sole owner of items, thrifting can be hard to get past. So I kind of wanted to flip the script a little bit here, guys, and maybe answer some of your questions on thrifting to address some of the same questions listeners might have that prevent them from finding their treasures at local thrift shops.
Okay. Yes. Perfect.
Love it.
Because as you're going through these great tips of how to, kind of decorate your home on a budget for fall, I'm sitting here saying I struggle with thrift stores. So this is actually so perfect. So I do have a question. Are thrift store items, no offense, but are they generally clean and safe to bring into my home? That's my first question.
Yes. Totally a valid question, Jenna. So typically, they're thoroughly cleaned, they're inspected before they put items for sale, and they have to follow safety and hygiene regulations like shopping in any retail store, but always recommend, washing or sanitizing items when you bring them home for that extra peace of mind.
Gotcha. It might be just a mental thing, but how do I get past that, like maybe that insecurity of just using something that's secondhand?
I know. I think this is really just a shift in perspective. So thrifting promotes sustainability and affordability. So remember, many items are in excellent condition and you can personalize your finds. So for example, we host Christmas Eve for my husband's family every year, and I really wanted to buy a large coffee maker so I didn't have to worry about not having enough when I serve dessert. And they're not crazy expensive. Like I think probably, I don't know, $40 to $60 depending on what kind you get. But you know, it's not a need, it's a want, and I couldn't justify it. So I was out thrifting at the New Canaan thrift store, and I checked out the kitchen section, and there was this old 30-cup electric coffee urn for $8.
What?
Wow.
Obviously, I know. I still have it. I still use it. I love this thing. I made sure it had all its parts, obviously, and that it was clean for being as old as it was. But honestly, it was in great condition. And the best part was that it had this index card from its previous owner inside. It felt like it was like from my great grandma. Mm-hmm. And it basically had the right measurements to use to make coffee in it. And it was so old and so special. And I honestly imagined how many holidays and parties that family had used it for. And I was really happy to give it a new home. So again, yeah, I really think it's about perspective.
I do love the idea of a lot of these items that you find carrying a story with them. So I think that's perfect too for helping with perspective. But what if you're kind of loyal to a certain brand, or, you know, you like shopping a certain make? What do you suggest for that?
That's a really good point. I mean, thrift stores often have unique vintage and even designer pieces at a fraction of the cost. My mom always collected Depression wear when I was younger, which I didn't think was a very big deal. But now that I'm older and she's handed some things down to me, it's a beautiful clear glass with tinted coloring to it. And it probably now would be very expensive to have. So I think, you know, it kind of has to be you finding, you're on a treasure hunt. You know, you're kind of finding what's important to you and seeing if they have it.
Perfect. And do thrift stores, do they often support maybe charitable causes?
Yeah, so I think this is another great poll. So if you're somebody who's really interested in kind of having your money count for more than just, you know, whatever you're buying in yourself, I mean, many thrift stores contribute to charities or local communities, so your purchase could benefit a really good cause. So locally for people here in Fairfield County, fun fact is that the New Canaan Thrift Shop is one of the oldest volunteer-run thrift shops in the country, and all the proceeds directly benefit the patients of visiting nurse and hospice of Fairfield County. And another favorite of mine is Remix Market in Stamford, Connecticut, that donates to Mikey's Way Foundation, which is an organization helping kids cope with cancer. And Mikey himself was an Easton resident, and his legacy lives on through that beautiful organization.
I think that's enough to make me want to start thrifting
today. Yeah, seriously, yeah. that's fantastic that they do that. I didn't even realize that part of it either.
Wow.
There you have it. I think we're all ready to go thrifting now. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Susie. This is great.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.